96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. The end of the year is less than a month and a half away, and you probably don't want to talk about taxes during the holiday season, but this is exactly the time you should be thinking about taxes. Teddy Prelo, Teddy the Tax Man, is back to tell you why and to answer your tax question. So give us a call right now at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Teddy, good to hear from you again. Haven't spoken to you since some Uncle Sam Day earlier this year, I guess.
Yeah, it's been way too long, Harold. Way too long.
Okay, so as I said, only a month and a half left before the end of the year. So we're talking, what, maybe about 45 days or so. What should people be thinking about right now?
Well, first of all, please, whatever you do, take advantage of the open enrollment period at your jobs.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Open enrollment. And what we're talking about is tax-free. I love tax-free. Tax-free is better than tax-deferred.
Mm-hmm.
So what about our listeners can go to their employer and say, I want to sign up for the flexible spending account for health care. All right? Flexible spending account for health care. So if the person says, hey, I want to put aside, let's say, $2,000 for the year because that's what I expect that I'm going to pay from January 1st, December 31st of 2015, that's $1,000, $2,000, or whatever the case may be, guess what? That dollar amount never hits his or her W-2.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening is you're signing up for this program. They're setting aside the money. Every time you get paid, this money gets pulled out of your check, and you get reimbursed the money as you spend it on your pharmaceuticals, doctor's visits, co-pays, and the like. There aren't too many deductions left. You and I both know that. You got mortgage interest, you got property taxes, you got charitable contributions. You can't deduct credit card interest, car loan interest, installment loan interest. So you got to look for other ways to beat the government legally.
But is 2000
way, one of those ways is the flexible spending account for health. And then there's another one that I want to talk to you about, but you might have a question.
Well, I do. But before you even go to the next one, so $2,000 or $2,500, is that going to make a big difference? You know, because a lot of people use it. I know I certainly do. But there are some people that may think, wow, $2,000. That's a lot of money to have taken out of my paycheck during the course of the year, and I've not needed to go to the pharmacy or go to the doctor. I've not had a problem. I'm healthy as a horse.
Right. And I hear that concern all the time, and I totally understand it. This is what you want to do. You want to base your 2015 flexible spending account money for health care. Generally base it on what happened in 2014. Now, if you're the healthy person, if you don't have a lot of prescriptions, if you don't do a lot of co-pays, doctor's visits, and things like that, okay, keep it to a minimum. But for those who, let's say their status will change somehow in 2015, they're going to have a baby. Or the situation with the dependent may change. Let's say your spouse is going to have an operation, and you know you will incur expenses from there. That's what I suggest our listeners look into. Look at the possibility that they are going to pay more with health insurance, not health insurance, but prescriptions. mm-hmm. doctor's visits, co-pays, medical supplies and equipment. That's what you want to gauge that upon.
Tony, I've got to take a break, but when we come back, more on this and other tax issues. If you've gotten a letter from the IRS or you've gotten something else that you're not comfortable with and you want to ask Teddy the Tax Man a question, now is the time to give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Teddy Prelo, Teddy the Tax Man, is back to answer your tax questions and to tell you how you can save money before December 31st, keeping it in your pocket and out of the hands of Uncle Sam. Give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Teddy, before you go to that second thing that we were talking about before the break, I want to go to the phone lines because the calls are starting to come in, and I want to catch as many people tonight as we can. Let's go to Nicole calling from Washington, D.C. Nicole, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment about flexible spending.
Mm-hmm.
You can also use it for acupuncture and also holistic treatments that are not typically covered by traditional insurance. And a lot of those treatments can be fairly expensive, and most people have to pay for them out of pocket. So if you have flexible spending, you can use it for that. And I have juvenile diabetes and have been going to acupuncture for several years, and it's been extremely effective in treating diabetic neuropathy, which I have in my feet. And without the flexible spending program, I wouldn't have been able to get acupuncture. So I highly recommend that if you are diabetic or have any other disease where you need regular pain treatment, that you get flexible spending.
See, and that's fantastic that she would chime in and give us that information. Harold, believe it or not, when I do my surveys, my polls, I take it from our listeners. I take it from the general public, and I say, hey, what are you doing? What is your particular time frame for open enrollment? In fact, I talked to Kia Brown McCaskill. I'm very thankful for the information that she shared with me. She works at the state level in HR, and she was telling me about, you know, folks taking advantage of the programs. It seems to be more and more people who are catching on to these programs. Hey, and look, after all, you do want to beat the IRS, don't you?
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
You do want to beat the state of Virginia, don't you? You do want to beat the state of Maryland, and you want to do it legally. So she was very, very helpful. And what I do is I take this information from persons like her and, like I said, the general public. So you know what? Follow me on Twitter. I am at Teddy the Tax Man, at Teddy the Tax Man. And a lot of times what I do is I obtain my information right from our listeners.
Well, Nicole, thank you so much. Let me ask one thing about that, because I would imagine that all flexible spending is not created equal, though, is it?
Yeah. You got that right.
And so, because some companies may, in Nicole's case, they may, you know, they may allow you to use your flexible spending on acupuncture or some other things. Others, maybe not. You really have to make sure that you're checking with your HR and your plan.
You really should. You really should, because for the most part, what would be included in the flexible spending account generally is those expenses that you could normally, if you had enough, deduct on your Schedule A and itemized deductions under medical. So typically, they are your health insurance premiums, although that's not covered under the flexible spending account. That's very important. Mm-hmm. But your prescriptions, your copays, your doctor's visits. So generally, that's the way you want to think of it. Now,
Hold on 1 second. I've got to take another break, and I've got a lot of folks on the line. I want to make sure that they know not to hang up. Barbara, Triden, Sandra, please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Coming up, Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of your tax-related questions coming up on SiriusXM Channel 141 in just a bit. Stay with us.